walking distance of the Big A. Angels Express is just $10 for adults and free for kids. To learn more, visit angelsexpress.net.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo with a $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $286,000 on May 19th. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita to Gulfstream Park and Churchill to the top New York tracks. Make your plans now for a great running of the Belmont Stakes. You can reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart's Sports Bar, with more than 60 HDTVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragas and Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
And good morning and welcome to a Sunday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo sitting in for Mike Wilman, who gets a well-deserved Sunday off. We'll let him take a little break. We've got 2 hours today and a lot going on for a Sunday. First of all, it's Santa Anita. 8 race card today. A feature race goes as race number 7. That's the Desert Stormer Stakes, $100,000 in there. And for the horse players, we've got a pick 6 carryover, $63,000 plus in the pick 6 carryover. That will begin in race number 3 today at Santa Anita. And if you want to keep playing the pick 6s under the lights today, tonight, we have a $14,000 pick 6 carryover at Los Alamitos. So the pick 6 players will get their chances in Southern California. A lot going on back east. They've already entered at Saratoga the Thursday and Friday cards, just to give you a little taste of what's happening out there ahead of the Belmont Stakes. Thursday's card, 10 races, 99 horses in the body of the races. On Friday, 12-race card headed up by the Acorn Stakes, a rematch of the Kentucky Oaks Fillies, the winner, Torpedo Anna, and the runner-up, just FYI, 128 horses in that 12-race card. So a lot going on there. We're going to touch base on some of those cards in New York. We'll have Brad Free on later on in this segment to talk about some of the California horses going back to New York for the cards at Saratoga. And in the second hour, top of the second hour, 9 o'clock, we're going to have his colleague Dave Grenig, who handles the New York news for Daily Racing Form. And we're going to get the probables. They enter today for the Belmont Stakes Day card, except for the Metropolitan Mile and the Belmont Stakes, which will be drawn on Monday. But we'll get the updates from Dave Grenig as to who's probable, who to look for in there, and get a little flavor of what's going on. And talking about what's going on back there, let's go back to Saratoga, New York, and bring in our first guest, and that's John Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. And, John, it's got to be a pretty circus-like atmosphere, I'm guessing, with everything else going on back at Saratoga.
Well, the town is, first of all, good morning, John. Nice to speak to you. And you're right, Mike deserved the day off, and you'll do a terrific job filling in. Anyway, the town is certainly starting to hop. You can feel the buzz in the air, and, you know, you drive past the track, and you see horses on the track working out, and the traffic starting to build. So it's starting to really get exciting, and hopefully the weather cooperates. That's going to be the key.
was a New York horse player, you've got to be gnawing at the table because there's no racing in New York this week. And to even kick it off, you know, even more on Thursday, that money from the Pick Six carryover that was taken out of the pools on Memorial Day will be put back in the Pick Six on their first day of the meet on Thursday. So there's going to be a lot going on that opening day Thursday at Saratoga. What you have to do is keep the rain away because it looks like there's rain on the radar, at least a chance of rain all 4 days of this short meet.
Well, every day there's a chance of rain in Saratoga, but unless you live here or have spent any time here, you know that it doesn't really mean much because it could be raining on one side of the street and sunny on the other side of the street. It just depends if it hits the track. You know, last year it rained an awful lot and on most days, to be honest with you. But I live literally 2 miles from the track, and a lot of days when it rained here, it didn't rain there, and vice versa. So, again, it's potluck. Hopefully the racing gods are watching us. And I think the biggest chance of rain will probably be Thursday. You know, they're talking for showers, and they come and they go, and they hit and they miss. But, again, you know, it's all going to be part of your handicapping. I guess Thursday they take races off the grass a lot quicker than they will the next 3 days because that's when the big races really start.
Well, John, one handicapping angle that I want some advice on. Now, you've got guys out in New York like Chad Brown and Bill Mott that have a regular barn at Saratoga, and I see some of the horses that they already have entered for Thursday and Friday have had two or three works over that Oklahoma training track back there at Saratoga. Is it an advantage, do you think, having had some works up there going into those races on this short 4-day week?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, horses that are going to ship up the day of the race or the day before the race, they got at least a 4.5-hour drive from Belmont Park to get up there. And it's a big advantage to be there already. And most of the big barns are here, to be honest with you. You see the Pletcher horses, you see the Brown horses. Everybody. I mean, the track is full. It's really full already, and it's going to be great. And there are a lot of negatives about it as far as pricing is concerned and things like that, but the racing itself will really be something special. I mean, they have just terrific cards. You mentioned the amount of horses they have running on both of the first 2 days, so you're talking about 9, 10, 11, horse fields, which is, that's what bettors want. They want opportunities like that. You know, they overdid it a little, to be honest with you. From Friday to Saturday, they have a 2-day pick four, a 2-day pick five, a 2-day pick six. Sometimes it's overkill. You don't need that much of the 2-day stuff. I think you're better off concentrating on making each day its own entity, but that's the way they did it. So, you know, again, the terrific, terrific cards they have planned, and this is going to be something special. We've never done this before, but it's going to be, and they're actually going to have to do it, I think, next year and maybe even the year after because Belmont is under construction and won't be ready for the next couple of years.
Well, those day-over-day wagers are concerns to me because, especially if the weather is a factor, playing the wagers on Friday and you don't know what the weather is going to be Saturday, you're really rolling the dice.
Yeah, and they have turf races mixed in. Just like you said, it becomes a sticky situation. That's why I'm against those 2-day bets. I don't think you need them. You know, there's enough things going on. Do you really need that? I mean, I don't know. It's what they want to do, and they just want to get every penny from everybody, I guess.
Well, one guy that was well-received back there was Frank Miramati, the race announcer at Santa Anita. He's now the regular voice at Saratoga, and he will be back there next week. We have Alan Buckdahl who will cover the Santa Anita cards next weekend. But I got to think Frank's going to be a happy camper back there at Saratoga.
Well, you know, he's a big fan of pizza, and New York has the best pizza. So he will be visiting plenty of pizzas. Joins while he's here. But I have to tell you, the fans took to him last year. They love him. He was an instant hit and an instant success. And believe me when I tell you, they're looking forward to listening to Frank for the next 4 days.
Well, now, as far as today goes, what do you have on your schedule? What tracks did you do with this Saratoga / Aqueduct being dark this week?
Well, we have Churchill, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita selection.
Okay. And I know Mike usually has you do a radio play back on the East Coast in the first hour. We'll get you back on at the bottom of the second hour to do a play at Santa Anita. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, let's look at Gulfstream Park, race number 7. It's 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 1 horse in here, Read a Book. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Ron Spatz barn. She's been at Tampa Bay the last couple of months. She comes back to Gulfstream where she's run in the past and she's run okay. She's a better horse now than she was the last time she was here. Edgar Zayas aboard to ride. You're getting 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 1. Read a Book to win today's 7th race out at Gulfstream.
That's Gulfstream Park, race number 7, horse number 1, Read a Book, 6-1 on the program. That's for John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And John, working everybody go to get your selections before the cards get started earlier this morning.
Then go to the website at jonhardoon.com. 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25.
Very good. We'll let you get going, take a little break, and we will talk to you before we wrap up here at the bottom of the second hour of the show.
Fantastic. Thanks, John. Stay safe and be well. Talk to you soon.
That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And let's bring in a good friend of mine and our regular California correspondent for Daily Racing Form, Mr. Brad Free. Brad, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John. Thank you. California correspondent, but it seems like my attention currently is geared toward New York, not to overlook the Pick 6 carryover that we have this afternoon at Santa Anita, but looking forward to next weekend's. I think there's 8 Grade 1 races Friday and Saturday at Saratoga, so plenty to look forward to on the simulcast channels. Look, and some great racing up ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get you on because California will be represented. If not the Belmont, plenty of the undercard races, and you know, we'll see what they have on Thursday and Friday as well. But they're entering today for Saturday's Belmont Stakes card. Wanted to see who you're expecting to see in the entries as far as from California on those races.
Well, it's kind of an interesting dilemma because California representation in the Triple Crown this year has been minimal. There were 2 California-based horses in the Kentucky Derby. Neither one of them really figured. They're good horses, Stronghold and Endlessly, but Stronghold's not fast enough. Endlessly is a grass horse. In the Preakness, unfortunately, Muth went back there and scratched, and that left California having only Imagination, and he wasn't good enough either. Maybe the tide will change this coming weekend. Trainer Bob Baffert is expected to ship National Treasure, Imagination, and Prince of Monaco back there. National Treasure is going into Met Mile. And when you look through this horse's form, talking about National Treasure, he has to be one of the favorites. He hasn't started since February in Saudi. He finished a creditable 4th in the Saudi Cup. But when you look back on his form from last year, he gave Cody's Wish all he could handle in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Cody's Wish is the same horse who won the Met Mile last year by more than 3 lengths. So the cutback in distance, the workout pattern for trainer Bob Baffert, and Baffert has been shipping to Saratoga for the last 25 years, and he's won at least 20 graded stakes races. So California to Saratoga is not a new travel plan for Baffert. He's National Treasure will be among the favorites in the Met Mile, and he also has Imagination shortening up to 7/8 in the Woody Stevens, and I believe that Prince of Monaco is penciled in for the Woody Stevens as well. Prince of Monaco was a very flashy 2-year-old last year, but he hasn't started since the Breeders' Cup, finishing 5th last fall at Santa Anita, going 2 turns. He's training well. He's expected to be on the plane. So Baffert has, you know, 3 good ones going back: National Treasure for the Met Mile, Imagination, and Prince of Monaco for the Woody Stevens. But the California horse that I'm most looking forward to watching run at New York next weekend, and I assume he's still going, that's Raging Torrent, trained by Doug O'Neill. And I know that all he did last time out was win a 1 other Dan. It was at Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby weekend, but he won the race by more than 8 lengths. He went 7 furlongs in 121 flat, earned a 104 buyer, and this 3-year-old son of Maximus Mischief has gotten good. He's a better horse this year at 3 than he was last year at 2. He was going from grass to dirt for that 1 other Dan, and he ran like a horse that has a great at stakes win in his future. So Raging Torrent if I had to make a pick today on the Woody Stevens, having not even seen the draw, I'd be taking a long look at Raging Torrent. Val Brinkerhoff, California-based trainer, has Where's My Ring entered in the Acorn Stakes, I believe. That's on Friday. So some good California horses going back there. Baffert has three. O'Neill's Raging Torrent would be, you know, one of the ones I'm most looking forward to watching run.
Brad, I'm wondering, we saw Vlahos from Doug O'Neill's barn show up in the Pat Day Mile, and he ran a super race. He just got run down in the last 100 yards in that one-mile race. I'm guessing maybe he fits in the Woody Stevens as well. Do you, any word on whether Doug O'Neill is sending Vlahos back for the Woody Stevens?
I agree. I thought he ran dynamite. That was the second start of his career. He pressed and or dueled through a wicked pace, and he hung tough until deep stretch. He finished third. I have not heard what O'Neill is doing with Vlahos. So, you know, if he goes back as well, that would give O'Neill a heck of a 1-2 punch with Raging Torrent and Vlahos. I don't know if either one of these horses are confirmed for the Woody Stevens. I hope that Raging Torrent shows up, and I certainly respect Vlahos. A lightly raced three-year-old, he's only started twice, and he has a very bright future. One of many horses that began their careers with trainer Louis Mendez, subsequently sold and, you know, gone on to bigger and better things for new connections. That's Vlahos.
Well, I tell you, from going from a maiden win to shipping across the country to Kentucky to go in the Pat Day Mile, he checked a lot of boxes running in that monster race in the Pat Day, and I'm interested to see where he shows up next. And I saw he's been on the work tab, so I would not be surprised when entries come out late. You know, they'll draw that race today. We'll be monitoring to see if he's in that race, and they won't have the full overnight out until tomorrow night after they draw the Met Mile and the Belmont on Monday. So we'll kind of keep an eye on where that goes, but it looks like the Woody Stevens might have the most representation from Southern California. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the horses in Southern California. But before we talk about a maiden that ran last week, how about the effort yesterday by Happy Jack? You tweeted out this morning a pretty substantial buyer's speed figure for the win in the Triple Bend yesterday.
Yeah, Happy Jack. You talked another Doug O'Neill trainee who is really good right now. And you know, there were only four horses in the Triple Bend yesterday, and Happy Jack was the beneficiary of a ridiculously slow opening quarter. 23-1 is practically crawling, but a good horse, it can take advantage of, you know, advantageous conditions, and that's what Happy Jack did. He won clear here, the 105 buyer speed figure, which is ranks among the top sprint figures of the year under highly favorable conditions, and I cannot emphasize that enough. He was kind of handed the race with that easy opening quarter. He's a good horse in sharp form, and he took advantage of it. I have to be honest, I was a little disappointed and probably overly critical of Dr. Vinkman, who I thought was going to fire huge first start back. It was his first start since last fall. He ran okay. He finished second. He certainly has a license to improve. But Happy Jack was the now horse going in, and he is the horse coming out. A very impressive win after that slow opening quarter. Happy Jack, another Doug O'Neill trained sprinter.
Well, see, that's what you get for facing the chosen Vron in the race before. It kind of validates that effort, doesn't it?
No kidding. I was thinking that maybe Big City Lights would have a chance to win the Triple Bend, because until yesterday, Big City Lights had never lost to any horse except for the chosen Vron, who had defeated him four times. Big City Lights was kind of flat. He was a flat third yesterday. I could not find a valid excuse. He lost a little bit of ground, but he couldn't get past Dr. Vinkman. The chosen Vron, you know, Happy Jack actually gave the chosen Vron a battle last time out. And then without the chosen Vron in the field yesterday, Happy Jack went out and took care of business.
Let's talk about a maiden, a first-time starter last week that was the buzz at Santa Anita, and that's the half-brother to Flightline, and that's Eagle's Flight, a son of Curlin, making his debut for trainer John Sather last weekend. Things did not go swimmingly in the race, but he got the job done.
Yeah, there's been a lot of attention focused on this horse, and I think that a lot of it's kind of manufactured attention because of who he is related to. He's a sibling to none other than Flightline, and Eagle's Flight made his debut last weekend with a series of solid workouts, fast workouts in company with good horses. He was hammered to even money, and he went out and delivered. There are debut winners that take your breath away, horses like Flightline when he won his debut by more than 13 lengths and earned a 105 buyer. Nysos, another horse who was dazzling in his career debut. And then there are other debut winners that you go, okay, that was a promising start to his career. The colt has the potential to improve. And I think that that's where I would, you know, categorize Eagle's Flight right now. Well-bred, son of Curlin, sibling to Flightline. He was well-seasoned in that race. He kind of got a little shuffled slightly early. He took a lot of dirt. He swung outside. He kind of lugged in a little bit. Flavian Pratt straightened him away, and he won by nearly three lengths. He earned an 89 buyer. It was a good, solid debut. But I think some of the attention on this horse is a little bit over the top. I mean, the hype is real, is a quote I heard. That's an oxymoron. you know, really. Yeah, it's like saying the fictional story is fact. There's been a lot of hype around this horse by virtue of his pedigree and his workouts. He still has some things to prove, but I think you had to like what you saw from Eagle's Flight, and I'm looking forward to watching him, you know, his career unfold for trainer John Sadler. He's by Curlin. He probably wants to go longer than he went last week, which is 6 furlongs. So a very promising debut, not quite dazzling, but a very solid effort anyway.
Yeah, let's not put him in the Pacific Classic at Del Mar yet or anything like that. And, you know, he's got to get two turns. I don't have any doubt that he'll handle it, but, you know, he's got to take on winners. He's got to try two turns. There's a lot going on to get to catch up with some of the other three-year-olds, but at least he has a chance. And, you know, with all the attention on him, hats off to trainer John Sadler. That's not easy with the pressure he had coming in and waiting to get this horse to the races. And congratulations to the owners too, who decided, you know, you do the right thing and get him to the races when he's ready to run.
Yeah, when he's ready to run. And sometimes I think missing the Triple Crown races and the early spring races for three-year-olds is a blessing in disguise. Eagle's Flight a little slower to come around. I guess you could say the same applied to Flightline, who did not make his career debut until he was until April. So yeah, a good solid debut. And you know, based on the work that Sadler did with Flightline, I'm not at all surprised at the patient approach he's taken with Eagle's Flight. And he's a promising colt, and I'm sure that there are some good races up ahead for him.
Absolutely. Well, let's get on to today's races. We've got a pick six carryover at Santa Anita, which spices up the eighth race card. We've got the Desert Stormers, the feature race of the seventh. I know you've done the work. Any opinions to help us out on this pick six today, Brad?
Yeah, this is it's an interesting sequence because there's no, you know, obvious odds-on slam dunk single to maybe turn the pick six into a pick five and make it more affordable. There's a lot of different ways to go. I'm going to take a little bit of a shot in race number six, and you know, I feel a little guilty, John, because I'm going right up against the best bet in the Lindo report, which I believe is Itzel, but I like a little bit of a price, and it's a one other than for fillies and mares, 6 furlongs on turf. I like number six, Irresistible Force, for low profile connections, dropping out of the grade three Royal Heroine. And if you look back at her two recent starts in entry level allowance races, she finished second in both of them. Those were both great grass miles, but she broke her maiden going in a turf sprint at Santa Anita a year ago. Big class drop. Her workouts are rather average, but they always are for this filly. She's taken a significant class drop. She has speed for a pressing trip outside Itzel. She's listed at 6-1 in race six. So I'm going to take a shot with Irresistible Force in race number six to track Itzel, go by late, and spring an upset. Number six in race six.
That's number six, Irresistible Force, 6-1 on the program in race six. Sixes are wild in the sixth race today at Santa Anita. Brad, I appreciate all the work that you do. I'll look forward to seeing you before we get at the end of the meet. And then when you get down to Del Mar, bring some Hawaiian shirts.
That sounds great. I look forward to seeing you then. Take care, John.
All right. That was Brad Free from Daily Racing Form. Before we take our first break, let me get in a word for one of Mike Willman's sponsors, and that's Western Rooter. If you have any plumbing issues, commercial or residential, call Western Rooter in Arcadia, owned by Mike Glenn and Larry and John Batala. Western Rooter is there to help 24/7, and the phone number there, 626-448 6455. That's Western Reuter. And I know Mike speaks very highly of these guys. They do good work. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Bob Ike, who will handle my usual segment here. And we'll talk to him a little bit about what's going on at Santa Anita and what we're doing next Saturday over at the Derby Room. And then we'll also talk to Michael Rona. Orlando Gutierrez has the weekend off at Los Alamitos. So Michael Rona, the Los Alamitos announcer, will check in and we'll talk pick six carryover at Los Alanite. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on the home of Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we would love for you to come out to Santa Anita Park today as we present the $100,000 Desert Stormer for Phillies and Mares going 6 furlongs. Great special events are lined up this weekend as well, like the Dragon Boat Festival today and tomorrow. Join us in the infield for cultural food stands, stage performances, Chinese costumes, and dragon boat races. Those races are run on land, and they are extremely fun to watch. Next week, we will host the Wine, Place, and Show event curated by Smorgasbord Los Angeles and the ever-popular Fiesta de Santa Anita with one of my favorite events, Lucha Libre. You can see all the great entertainment by wrestling over at SantaAnita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until Sunday, June 16th. The top jockeys, the top trainers, fun dragon boat racing, and world-class horse racing are all here at the great race place, the one and only Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, sitting in for Mike Willman this Sunday. And I'm going to bring in my regular host from usual on Saturdays, and that's Mr. Bob Ike. And Bob, a lot going on for you who are, I know you like playing the pick six, so they handed you a $63,000 pick six carryover at Santa Anita today.
Yeah. Morning, John. You're right. A couple real tough results at the end of yesterday's card. You had Coach Cronin getting home at 17-1, followed up in a full field in the nightcap with Real Fire at 19-1. That late double, by the way, 724 for $2. So that ensured the carryover, and it kind of spices up an ordinary Sunday card because, let's face it, for the most part, other than races 6 and 8, we're struggling with field size today. So definitely put some interest in it. And, John, very glad you're hosting the show today, and I wasn't hosting from home because at about 8:15, all the lights went out in our area. So power down, and I'm glad you're hosting.
Well, that happened to me last week. My internet went down, and you had the remote equipment. So we're living on the right side of the law right now. So let's hope that carries on to the wagering windows today. A lot going on, and one wager that you and I both like to play is the Coast to Coast Pick 5. That is back in action today, and want to make sure the fans know that is Gulfstream Park race number 8, Gulfstream Park race number 9, and then Santa Anita races 4, 5, and 6. That's a sequence in the Coast to Coast today. Yesterday's payoff, over $12,000 again, and that continues to pay well. Again, you don't have to hit it every day, but if you can catch a couple of these, you're going to be on the plus side.
Yeah, you know, it seems to be that the price usually comes at Gulfstream. Yesterday there was a very heavy 1-5 favorite or 1-2 favorite in the stakes race. Looked like he couldn't lose. He was Toby Kallett's play on the radio. I agreed. Looked like a single to me. I singled, but he was run over and finished a very distant second behind a big long shot in there. And that's what keyed the big payoff, John. And today you've got three straight from Santa Anita to conclude races 4, 5, and 6. So make sure you get out of those Gulfstream legs because they can be pretty tough down there.
Yes, they can. Well, one thing I wanted you to promote, too, let's first of all get out the start times. Next Saturday for our satellite wagering facilities, I want to get out the times. We talked about that yesterday. Over at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park next Friday, which has the Acorn Stakes as a part of the card at Saratoga at Belmont, or Belmont at Saratoga, whatever you want to call it. 8:30 is the opening time at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Next Saturday for the Belmont Stakes card is a 7:30 open there at Los Alamitos. If you want to go watch the Belmont Stakes card over at Los Alamitos, the grandstand opens next Saturday at 7:30, and the Burgarts and the Vessels Club open at 9 a.m. I did not get an open time yet from the OC Tavern. I will get that, and we'll send it out via Twitter this week to make sure everybody knows when they open. So those are the times a little bit early next weekend if you want to get out there and watch and wager on the action in New York. As far as what we're doing, we're going to be over at the Derby Room. Tell us a little bit about that, Bob.
Yeah, we'll be doing our live broadcast there next week, 9 a.m., and we'll be set up there early, John, and I know they're expecting a big crowd. Maybe they can stream the show in through the main room there. And, you know, obviously we'll be there all day playing the races, an early start. It's going to be a great card. I'm sure Santa Anita is going to put on a good card. So we're excited about getting out there. Great friends of ours, great sponsors. John, we'll have breakfast after the show, and then we'll fuel up for the rest of the day because we're going to be there for a while.
Well, I told my wife, Anella, that I was going up to the Derby room to do the broadcast. She goes, can I go up there and have breakfast? So she's gonna ride on up just for the food. So that tells you a little bit about the food and the service up at the Derby room.
It's well worth it, and we'll have a great time out there and always enjoy going there. And we'll have some great racing to bet on, too, John. You know, let's keep the weather good at Saratoga. That's going to be a key. And we'll be in action from start to finish all day long there. So really looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll see you over there next Saturday. But give me some traveling money today. Do you have a play for me, whether it be at Santa Anita or anywhere in that coast-to-coast pick five?
Well, I'm going to go to Santa Anita, and I'm going to buck heads with both you and Brad because I like a horse in the sixth race, and Brad made his radio play there, and the Lindo Report has Itzel right on top. John, when I was looking at the program last night, I noticed the name of the race. Race six is the Art Wilson Memorial Day at the Races. So not only did I like this horse going in, but I just think now it's a complete karma play. Just Nails, who is the morning line favorite, number seven, owned by a great friend of mine, George Hicker. He's part owner of this horse. I thought she ran super last time, came up a head short. I thought she was way too far off the early pace last time coming down the hill. This time out, I know they're going to try to show more speed. They're going to sit second or try to stalk Itzel, who is quick early. And I think I have the winner in here. I'm going to hook him up with your horse and Brad's horse. Itzel, an irresistible force. But I think Just Nails gets it done today. She's the 3-1 favorite. I'm going to single her in my pick five ticket, pick six ticket. And I'm going to hope that Art Wilson's spirit brings me home there and jump in that winner's circle afterwards. So sixth race, number seven, Just Nails will be my radio play.
That's number seven, Just Nails, 3-1 on the program for Bob Ike. And race number six is Santa Anita. One caveat, Bob. No race named after Art Wilson can be won by a favorite.
Well, you make a good point there. So maybe I'm on the wrong side of it. Another one who ran very well in there, John, is Charm Your World, who's the McAnally debut runner last time out of that great mare. There's Charm the Maker. Really was professional, 27-1, got the money with a late run. So I certainly respect her as well, too. I'll put her in my exacta boxes with Just Nail. So it's going to be a good race. I thought this was the best gambling race on the card. You have nine horses in there coming out of the turf chute. The eighth race is another turf chute race, 6.5 for Cowbred Maidens. We've got a good friend of ours, Pete Perella, with Moonlit Tryst in there. Had a terrible beat. We talked about that on the radio. Lost a real bad head, Bob, and that's a good 11-horse field. So to me, those are the two gambling races on the card, and then try to fill in around it and hit that pick six today.
Okay, well, Bob, if you hit the pick six, you're buying breakfast next Saturday. Fair enough?
You got it. On me, John.
All right. That was Bob Ike. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay. See you then, John. Thank you.
Before we bring in Michael Rona from Los Alamitos, we talk about the Cowbreds. Let's give a shout-out today in the Desert Stormer and wish best of luck to number one, Chismosa, a Cowbred by the Legacy Ranch Stallion Clubhouse Ride, and also number three, Tom's Regret, a Cowbred by Tom's Tribute. Two fillies against open company in today's Desert Stormer Stakes. Let's see if the Cowbreds can get the money today. Now let's go down to Los Alamitos, sitting in for Orlando Gutierrez, who usually handles the Sunday duties, is track announcer Michael Rona. And Michael, appreciate you getting up early after doing all the race calling last night. How are you?
I'm fine. Always a pleasure to chat.
Well, you know what? One of the best things, we talked about the pick six carryover at Santa Anita. You guys have got one tonight as well.
Yes, indeed. Nobody hit it last night. And there's a $15,000 or just under $15,000 carryover for our $2 pick six tonight at Los Alamitos, which commences with race four on a nine-race card.
And with the eight-race card today at Santa Anita, they get done a little bit early. What is your first post time tonight?
Yeah, we kick off 5:35, John. First post, 5:35.
Okay, no stakes races on the card, but some good allowance races here. And what do you consider the feature race tonight?
Well, the final race is one of those allowances for three-year-olds at 350 yards, and it sees the return to action of Optical Illusion, 8-5 favorite on Ed Burgart's morning line. Quality horse trained by Paul Jones, hasn't been out since early March. He qualified to the finals of the Governor's Cup Futurity, the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity, and, most significantly, finished third in the Losail 2 Million Futurity in December to Train Station V. He also made it to the final of the Grade 1 Winter Derby earlier this season. So he lines up in this non-winners of three races allowance as the favourite in race 9. The other allowance is race 6 at 300 yards. That's for three-year-olds who've never won two races. And this actually leads me into my play. I might as well just launch straight into it. And then if we've got a moment at the end, I'll mention a two-year-old that impressed me last night, John. But this race features Jet Being Famous number 7 as the 2-1 favourite from the outside stall, an absolute model of consistency, and Winner's Share out of gate 2, who just has had horrible luck at the start in many of his races. He is multiple stakes placed. But both of those horses are 1-13 and 1-11 lifetime with a host of minor placings. And I'm pretty excited at the return of Mask Mandate to action for Jose Flores. Has gate 1 to contend with, but comes into this race first up as a 3-year-old, first time with LASIK, off a beautiful gate bullet work. And the horse did win the career debut going this 300-yard distance, admittedly from the outside gate. But from the fence, he finished third to qualify to the Governor's Cup Futurity Final, ran third in the trial to that back in the summer. So can handle gate 1, and I'm just keen to see how he has furnished and matured for his 3-year-old debut. He's 5-2, and I think he's got a really good chance to come back on a winning note, number 1 in the 6th race.
That's number 1, Mask Mandate, 5-2 on the morning line, race 6 tonight, Los Alamitos. That's part of the pick 6 down there. And Michael, real quick, tell me about the 2-year-old that caught your eye last night at Los Alamitos.
Well, there was a race at 300 yards for 2-year-old fillies and another one for colts and geldings. The filly, Call Her Perfect, owned by Ed Allred, trained by Scott Willoughby, won very impressively, ran 0.11 seconds faster than the colt winner, Val Caruso, who also is a very nice type. He had finished third in the trial to the Ed Burke Million Futurity, beaten a length by to the Kindergarten Futurity, beaten a length by the subsequent winner, Cedar Hill. So I think that Call Her Perfect's time and overall visual performance speaks volumes for her future. Keep a note of that name.
I've got it on my horses to watch list. We'll put it on there and we'll follow it. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time to check in this morning. Best of luck, and let's hit the pick 6 tonight.
Good on you, John. Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Let's take our next break. When we come back, we'll check in with Millie Ball from XBTV and also with Toby Terrell from Winner's Card. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, we would love for you to come out to Santa Anita Park today as we present the $100,000 Desert Stormer for Phillies and Mares going 6 furlongs. Great special events are lined up this weekend as well, like the Dragon Boat Festival today and tomorrow. Join us in the infield for cultural food stands, stage performances, Chinese costumes, and dragon boat races. Those races are run on land, and they are extremely fun to watch. Next week, we will host the Wine, Place, and Show event curated by Smorgasbord Los Angeles and the ever-popular Fiesta de Santa Anita with one of my favorite events, Lucha Libre. You can see all the great entertainment by wrestling over at santanita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until Sunday, June 16th. The top jockeys, the top trainers, Fun dragon boat racing and world-class horse racing are all here at the great race place, the one and only Santa Anita Park.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $286,000 on May 19th. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to Gulfstream Park and Churchill to the top New York tracks. Make your plans now for a great running of the Belmont Stakes. You can reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart's Sports Bar, with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back to the final segment of the first hour of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We're going to be joined right now by Millie Ball from XBTV. Good morning, Millie. Haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while. How you doing?
No, I haven't talked to you for ages either, John. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Well, I'm assuming you're still smiling after watching Johannes win the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile last weekend for you and your husband, trainer Tim Yachtin. First of all, did he come out of the race okay? Everything look good there?
Yes, John, thank you. He came out of it really well. In fact, I ponied with him jogging this morning around the track, and he is bouncing it over the main track good. So he's a happy camper. No, he came out great. Thank you.
That's great to hear, and I look forward to seeing him hopefully at Del Mar this summer.
Yes, that's the plan. Yep.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, first thing I want to ask you about XBTV with the Belmont Stakes next Saturday and a number of horses going from Southern California. Will XBTV, as usual, be posting works from the Southern California horses on your website?
We will be, yeah. We've got, any of the horses that have been running in the undercards that we have works on, you can go to XBTV.com, just type in the specific name of a horse you're looking for. And if we have filmed the work for it, it'll be up there. And don't forget that, you know, we have a whole East Coast team that are filming works back there, too. So, we have a lot of horses that will, you know, obviously aren't shipping as they are here from Southern California, but they should be on the website as well.
Well, I tell you, as a handicapper, if you're not using XBTV, you're at a disadvantage. The information you guys provide is fantastic. I use it every single day in my work, and, it's great that I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn to go do it. I can actually pull it up on my computer, so I appreciate it, and, the gas mileage is going down, which is terrific, so everything works for me there. Thank you for doing that. Now, I've got to ask you now, you've got to give me a radio play. We've got a pick six carryover at Santa Anita. Interesting card here,
yeah.
And what do you have for me today?
Well, I would use California Bay, that's Heathrow number 7 in race number 5. It's on the main track, allowance optional claimers. He's a very consistent horse. I spoke with one of the exercise riders this morning, and he continues to do really well. He's kind of the horse, he is what he is. I think you've got to include him in that race. I honestly think our filly has a good shot in the last race. Race number 8. I don't like the post position for her, but she is pretty quick. That's Smiling Forever. She's come back out of that debut in really good fashion. She's very sharp, and hopefully just, you know, with the blinkers coming off, she might just relax a little bit. But looking through that race, John, I saw his lone speed, and I think that as long as she's on top, she's got a really good opportunity.
So that's number 1, Smiling Forever, race 8 for the Tim Yachtin Millie Ball crew. And you got a hot rider, Jeremy Laprida, won 2 races yesterday.
He did. He didn't win one for us, but that's all right. We'll win one for us today.
Well, let's even get you the candy today. Listen, Millie, thanks so much.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. I'm going to let you get back to work, but we will see you soon down at Del Mar.
I'll look forward to seeing you up there in the press box.
Okay, take care. That was Millie Ball from XBTV. Our final guest of the first hour, as usual, Mr. Toby Terrell from Winner's Card. Toby, good morning, and how's that main track today at Santa Anita for the workouts?
I'll tell you what, John, it's busy, 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 and I'm in shock, actually, at how busy we are and have been today, but it's playing beautifully. We've had a record amount of workers today, and they're handling it very well.
And that training track is getting its money's worth, isn't it? They're using that all the time now.
Never stops. Best investment, one of them that they've ever made here, no doubt.
That's fantastic. Well, again, we're looking at a pick six carryover at Santa Anita today. You've done the work. You can get the winner's card not only on track in Southern California, but at casetherace.com. And what do you have for us today from the winner's card?
Well, race number 6, the 7-horse Just Nails for Doug O'Neill. His go-to rider, Mr. Frazu, in the saddle. Another go-to rider, as we saw on Happy Jack yesterday, Edwin Maldonado. These two guys have taken turns working this mare, and doesn't matter who gets on her. She's a flash of light out there. I think she's razor sharp and hopefully ready to win race number 6.
Sounds good. That's Just Nails, number 7 on the program, race 6. That's for Toby Terrell. And, Toby, we talked to Brad Free earlier in the hour, talked about some of the horses from Southern California going out to Saratoga next week for all those races, including the comebacking Prince of Monaco, who looks like he's going in the Woody Stevens. I saw he worked 111-1 earlier this weekend. What did you think of his work?
You know, he's working hard. He's working fast. Now, whether he can take him on off the bench like that, I can't answer that for you, honestly.
Sounds good. And again, we'll see what they do. But, you know, Mr. Baffert, when he has them working fast like that, they usually fire. So looking forward to seeing him back in action again. Toby, we'll let you get going and get back to the clock. And there you got another piece of work coming up. So best of luck today. And we will find your selections at casetherace.com.
Good deal. Take care.
That was Toby Terrell from the Winner's Card. Before we get to our top of the hour break, let's go ahead and do the live read for one of our sponsors, and that's Daily Racing Form. You can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass performances with one of the best in-class product. You now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today. Let's go ahead and take our break. When we come back at the top of the hour, you want to tune in. We're going to bring in Dave Grenig, Daily Racing Form's New York correspondent, who's going to give us the update on the probables for the Belmont Stakes Met Mile, and we'll talk about some of those workouts. He has a stopwatch in his hand as well. He'll be looking at the workouts at Saratoga on those key horses for Belmont Stakes weekend. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA, home of Angels Radio, and on the Angels Radio app.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we would love for you to come out to Santa Anita Park today as we present the $100,000 Desert Stormer for Phillies and Mares going 6 furlongs. Great special events are lined up this weekend as well, like the Dragon Boat Festival today and tomorrow. Join us in the infield for cultural food stands, stage performances, Chinese costumes, and dragon boat races. Those races are run on land, and they are extremely fun to watch. Next week, we will host the Wine, Place, and Show event curated by Smorgasbord Los Angeles and the ever-popular Fiesta de Santa Anita with one of my favorite events, Lucha Libre. You can see all the great entertainment by wrestling over at santanita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until Sunday, June 16th. The top jockeys, the top trainers, fun dragon boat racing, and world-class horse racing are all here at the great race place, the one and only Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo with a $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $286,000 on May 19th. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita to Gulfstream Park and Churchill to the top New York tracks. Make your plans now for a great running of the Belmont Stakes. You can reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart's Sports Bar with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
All right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. by Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
And welcome to Hour 2 of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, sitting in for Mike Willman, who has the day off. Santa Anita has an 8-race card today. First post time, the usual 1 p.m. You have the Golden Hour bets between Santa Anita and Golden Gate. One of your last few chances, because Golden Gate will cease to operate after next weekend. You've got the Coast to Coast Pick 5, and you have a Pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita today, $63,000 plus. That starts on race number 3 on the 8-race card. A lot going on there in Southern California, but we've got a lot going on back east, too, and especially in New York. They've already drawn the first two cards of the 4-day Saratoga meet, highlighted by the Belmont Stakes on Saturday. 10 races on Thursday at Saratoga. 99 horses in the entries are there in the body of the races. 12 races on Friday's card, headed up by the Acorn Stakes. 128 horses in the body of the races there. So they're loaded and ready to go. And to talk about the Belmont Stakes and some of the other races throughout what should be a fantastic week of racing in New York, we're going to bring in Daily Racing Form's New York correspondent, Mr. David Grenig. Dave, good morning and welcome to Thoroughbred LA.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Well, a lot going on back there. First of all, what's the atmosphere? I mean, it's got to be, the circus is coming to town.
Yeah, this is sort of, I'd say these past couple of days are a little bit like the calm before the storm, if you will. You know, it's still a week out, so the people that are coming in for the big races that start up Thursday, they're not here yet, but the townspeople are here, and they're kind of excited. There's a lot, usually you see a lot of red and white at this time of year. But since it's still a Belmont theme, you see a lot of green, green signs for the Belmont, and green, gold fox signs for the, it's going to be on Fox, and it's people are getting excited about it. No doubt about it. If they could bottle the weather that we've had this Saturday and Sunday and run them and have it next week, they'd really love it. But that's something that we get to see, because it looks like there's some rain coming. I don't know about Saturday, but Thursday and Friday look a little iffy. We'll see if they can straighten that out by the time we get to the day.
Well, entries are being taken today for the Saturday card, except for the Metropolitan Mile and the Belmont Stakes, which will be drawn tomorrow late afternoon, our time here on the West Coast. But let's talk about who's going to be in that Belmont Stakes. We got word late in the week that the Fierceness will not run. Todd Pletcher is going to run 3 horses in there, but not the Florida Derby winner. And Chad Brown will have the runner-up from the Kentucky Derby. We're going to have the Kentucky Derby winner, and it looks like we're going to have the Preakness winner as well.
Yes, I just got a text from Ken McPeak, said Mystic Dan has been entered, the Kentucky Derby winner, and it wasn't really a too much of a doubt, but he wasn't really ready to confirm anything yet. And even though they're not drawing the race until tomorrow, they are asking the horsemen to enter today. So I think we're going to wind up with a field of 11, and we're going to have the Derby winner, as just mentioned, Mystic Dan. Preakness winner, Seize the Gray, who arrived last night, saw Wayne this morning. The horse jogged for the vet today. They will get approved to be entered, and he's in there. And you have Sierra Leone, will probably be the favorite. That's the Derby runner-up and the Bluegrass winner. Chad's also going to run Tuscan Gold, I believe. That was a horse that was fourth in the Preakness, didn't like the slop. Todd Pletcher is going to, as you mentioned, not running Fierceness, but he's going to run Antiquarian, who won the Peter Pan. He's going to run Mindframe, kind of an exciting prospect there, but only he's had 2 starts and got to run in a stake. And then he's going to run the Maiden Protective. Other horses expected include Doorknock, Honor Marie, Resilience, who worked this morning and looked good, and he's going to run. The Wine Steward, who was second to Antiquarian in the Peter Pan, is also confirmed to run. Manny Franco will ride him. So it looks like we're going to have a field of 11.
Well, let's talk about some of those workouts. And one of the things that we want to know out here from the West Coast, Sierra Leone, we saw what happened in the Derby where Tyler Gaffleone really was laying on the Japanese horse Forever Young, and you know, it was a tough nose defeat for that horse. They're going to change the bit. They're going to use a more severe cage bit, it's called, for this race, and he's been working with it, including his last work. What did you think? Did you notice any difference? And what do you think of the rider switch moving on to Flavien Prat?
Well, I don't know that the bit has made a difference because he didn't really do much of this getting out in the works in the morning, which is sort of one of those things that's confounded Chad a little bit, is that the horse kind of does this in the afternoon, and he hadn't done it really in the morning, so he didn't really have much to work on the way the horse had trained in the morning. But he's also been working the horse on the inside, so I wonder if that's also, you know, if there's a little thought that, you know, maybe we can get an inside trip here and, you know, come up, you know, do the Mystic Dan, as we say, come in the rail in the stretch. So I haven't really seen too much of a change in it, in the way he trains, because I thought he's always trained pretty well. The rider change, you know, look, Flavien Prat's riding as well as anybody right now, but I thought the same thing about Tyler Gaffleone in the spring. So, you know, I think they're both extraordinarily good riders, a fan of both. And I just think that he just wants to maybe change things up a little bit for this horse, and that's why he went to Flavien. But this horse will be the favorite, and I guess with his running style on this track, you wonder a little bit if that. But I guess on any track, really, right? The closers, you always have to get the right trip and hopefully get the right pace, and we'll see if that develops. But he's going to be on my ticket somewhere. I just don't know yet if he's going to be in the top.
As far as some of the horses that have been working there, too, again, the new face may have had a little bit to do with Fierceness not running. How good is the new horse for Todd Pletcher, Mindframe? I mean, I saw his allowance win and his maiden win, the allowance win on the undercard at Churchill Downs, and this horse, I know he's light on seasoning. I know he's unproven at a mile and a quarter, but he's going to get you where he wants to go in a hurry.
He's a very talented horse. You just wonder if it's sort of too much too soon. Like, you know, his maiden win was, think about being Todd Pletcher on March 30th. Early in the card, you have a horse that wins a race by 13 and three-quarter lengths, first time out, and then a few hours later, you have a horse win, a champion two-year-old win the Florida Derby by a record-setting 13 and a half lengths. You think you're king of the world. But things change a lot. March 3rd, that was March 30th. By May 4th, things changed a little bit. Look, this horse wins the allowance impressively, but who did he really beat? I don't know. And then later in the card, Fierceness kind of throws in a clunker in the Kentucky Derby, and we won't see him again until the Haskell. But I just wonder, how they were going to bet this horse. I think he'll be the third choice, potentially, behind the Derby winner and Sierra Leone. Maybe the fourth choice if they go to Seize the Gray. But I just wonder, you know, I have to do some more research and see how many, if any, horses have made their third career start in the Belmont Stakes, because I don't think there's many of them.
Well, now we've got on the other side of the fence, you have horses like Mystic Dan, who just got into Saratoga, and Seize the Gray. These are horses that are making their third start, you know, through the Triple Crown series. Whether they've run in the Triple Crown races, they've run on those days. So they're making their third start in the five-week period, which this day and age is unusual. Have you seen any signs from them? I know it's early because they're just getting there, but have you seen any signs of wear and tear in these horses? Because they've been on a busy schedule.
Well, with Mystic Dan, he got here pretty early. He wasn't, you know, Kenny McPeak had the stable here in Saratoga.
Oh, okay.
All set up. So that horse got here, I'd say, middle of the week, right after the Preakness. He probably let the horse, you know, recover a few days and then shipped him up. So he's been in Saratoga for a while. He worked yesterday, which I thought was a good enough work. You know, it wasn't necessarily going to blow you away. Track was a little bit on the slower side, I thought, early yesterday morning. And really, how much does he have to do? As you just mentioned, he's run twice in 2 weeks, you know, with the Derby and the Preakness. So, look, I it's admirable. I'm glad that they're running. The fact that they're confirmed to run and Seize the Gray is confirmed to run makes this the first time since 2013 that we've had the Derby and Preakness winner in the race, when, of course, it's not a horse going through the Triple Crown. So it's good to have them here. The kind of horses, though, that I think you'd try to play against, because you didn't have them at the big prices that they were when they won, and now they've had again, third race in 5 weeks, you wonder what – it looks like they've come out of the race, okay? I only saw Seize the Gray this morning for about 30 seconds out of the stall when the vet came by to just approve him for entry, as we have to do here in New York and probably everywhere else too. He looks fine, and he just shipped in, and probably had an easy day today, and we'll get back to track tomorrow. And Mystic Dan, like I said, he had a walk day today after working yesterday, and he seems to look fine, but you wonder when they have to go another mile and a quarter for the third time in 5 weeks if that's really what they want to do.
Well, we've got another terrific rematch on Friday. The Acorn goes to the 12th race on the card, and you get the Kentucky Oaks winner, Therapeuta Anna, in there, and a rematch with Just FYI, the runner-up. And I thought both fillies ran super that day. Not being at Belmont Park, the mile and eighth is again two turns like it was in Kentucky. So this is a good race. The Therapeuta Anna draws post nine. Now, is that a big detriment at Saratoga going the mile and eighth?
I don't think so. I think there's enough time for her to get her the position that she wants. She looks like she's going to be forward anyway. So, and I do think there'll be a scratch in here. It sounds like Becky's Joker, who's on the rail, is going to run in the Jersey Girl on Thursday. At least that's what Gary Contessa was reporting this morning to us. So I think this field will come down to eight. But it's almost like a Kentucky Oaks redo. I think six of the eight that are left have come out of the Kentucky Oaks. It is a good field. I love the way Just FYI has worked since the Kentucky Oaks. Now, the interesting thing about these two horses is that they both have been sort of on a similar schedule. They've only run twice this year, the Kentucky Oaks being their second start, so they're certainly not over-raced. So they could have a nice little rivalry right on through. You could run here. You could run in the Coaching Club Oaks earlier in the real Saratoga meet, and then maybe meet up in the Alabama. So it's kind of neat from that standpoint. But I really like the way Just FYI breezed yesterday, the 31st Friday. And I would think she's got an excellent chance to turn the tables on Therapeuta Anna.
And last question for you. Going into this four-day meet, you see guys like Bill Mott, Chad Brown, again, Kenny McPeak, they have stables at Saratoga on a regular basis. They've had a chance to get their horses over and work over that training track out there, which is Oklahoma, which is a deep training track. How big an advantage is it to have a work over that surface before going out to run there at Saratoga?
See, I don't necessarily think that it is, because you're training on that Oklahoma surface, but you're running on the main track. So sometimes I get a little surprised at, like, why not give them a spin over the main track? Cause that's where they're going to run. But there's been some concern, might be a strong word, but I think the horsemen are looking at it as the main track is a little bit faster than the Oklahoma track, and I think they'd rather go for the slower work and more fitness than getting some blazing work that might show up in the papers, 46 and change or 47. Even though, just FYI, when we talk about the Acorn, she's been doing that on the training track, which is impressive. So I don't know that it's a great big advantage training on the Oklahoma to get ready for the main track, but that's what horsemen are doing. So they know more about their horses than I do, so I'll just bow to them.
Well, you're going to get our colleague, Jay Primo, will be out doing some consulting work for the broadcast for the Belmont. So you'll see him out there this week. So please say hi to Jay for us and enjoy the show back there. And we'll be watching and reading everything you have at DRF.com. And you can also get the workout updates. I guess DRF has a YouTube site, correct?
We do, but I think we're going to have our workout reports that Mike Welsh and I help out a little bit with, and we got a guy down at Belmont. They're going to start up again for the New York on Thursday, so we'll have a full workout report that can be purchased with your subscription. If you have a subscription to DRF.com, I think you can get the workouts as well. So we're going to start that up again on Thursday, and we'll have full details on all the workouts coming in for all races starting Thursday.
Fantastic. I'll let you get going, Dave. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. Best of luck out there, and let's see an interesting Belmont this year at a new venue.
Looking forward to it, John. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Form. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and talking about clocking, let's get over here to Southern California with Andy Harrington from NationalTurf.com. Andy, I don't know if I've talked to you on the air before, but good morning, and it's good to talk to you.
No, I never have. I've met you and, the workouts are, they went today like they normally do on a Sunday. It's relatively busy. I've got one of the best offices in the world out here. So, I'm quite happy.
Well, again, before we talk about today's races at Santa Anita, what will you be doing for National Turf as far as the California horses and the workouts going over there for Saratoga this week?
Well, usually just for the Belmont Day, I'll put up all the, which basically is Bob Baffert's horses, you know, the California shippers. There might be a few others in some of the undercard races, and I will include that. Sometimes I tweet that stuff out just to kind of give the fans something free. So that's usually the way I do it. But so I'll go over the card and between the Belmont, if we've got anybody entered, and most of the undercard stuff, apparently, we'll have some California shippers.
Well, we've got a 8-race card today, but we've got a pick 6 carryover, too. And I had a question for you, if I can. In race number 5 today, this is a 1-mile race for Calbreds, and you've got a horse stretching out for the first time, number 3, Catman Sue. I like what I've seen of this horse. I think he'll get 2 turns, but I want a guy, an opinion of a guy who sees this on a regular basis. Do you think stretching out is going to help Catman Sue?
Well, great minds think alike, or maybe they don't. We will see. This is the horse I was going to pick today.
Oh, perfect. All right. And,
you know, the horse he gave, Jeff Mullins had this horse run 3 bang-up races in a row. I think maybe it soured a little bit. He's given it a little bit of a break, a bunch of steady drills. Blinkers on most of the time, which he's going to be wearing today. Hector Barrios has been up almost every time. I've liked all the drills I don't see any reason why he can't go 2 turns. He doesn't feel like a late running sprinter to me. This was a relatively, to me, chalky card, and this horse was 4-1 in here in the 5th race, the 3 Catman Sue. So that was who I was going to go with. So I do think it can do it. Until they do it, a lot of times with these grass horses, it's not that they don't like the dirt oftentimes it's the dirt getting kicked in their face on the backside sort of discourages some of these grass horses. So that's where the chili hits the cheese in for a horse like this. Until they get a bunch of dirt kicked in their face going on the backside, you know, you don't actually know. So I think everything way this horse trains, gallops out, and the way it looks physically, I see no problem, though.
As far as some of the Belmont horses, or horses going back to Saratoga, Prince of Monaco's on the comeback trail making his first start. He's going to be entered, I understand, in the Woody Stevens for Baffert. He worked 111-1, I think it was yesterday, and wanted to get your impressions of that workout.
Yeah, I definitely think this is a one-turn horse. He's trained brilliantly, as he did before he ran and subsequent to that race. JJ Hernandez has been on the horse. He's dusted off barn mates in a couple really fast, flashy gate trolls, which is typical for A, him, and B, for the Bob Baffert barn. I think he's going to run his race if he can get the distance. I think he'll have a huge shot. He certainly is going to bring all his speed to bear. I think going down the line, he's going to continue to be a one-turn horse, though.
And I had one email from a listener was asking me, John, where is Nisos? Have we seen him on the track at all? And just, I don't think he's had any recorded works, but is he back in training? Do you see him on the racetrack in the morning, Andy?
He's had no recorded works, and B, I've not seen him at all. So I think he's on the farm for whatever issue popped up before a couple months ago. So I think it's going to be a while for him to come back to the work tab and to be running again. So no, I would be highly doubtful to see him in any kind of race next 2 or 3 months.
Okay, and we had a little overcast in Southern California this morning. How are the workout times this morning? Are they moving around there pretty good?
Yeah, usually what happens with this track is as the week progresses, it tightens up and gets faster. Usually most renovations kind of done on a Tuesday when the track is closed, and you tend to have slower tracks on Wednesday and Thursday. And I've noticed you get better horses on the weekend that work, and the track gets tighter. So we've got your basic, you know, the same track we saw yesterday. It's, you know, typical California speed favoring track.
I understand. All right, we're very good. But listen, it's great talking to you, first of all. Looking forward to seeing you down at Del Mar. And we will keep an eye on Catman Sue stretching out to the mile, fifth race today. That's your radio play, 4-1 on the program. Number 3, Catman Sue, race 5. That's for Andy Harrington of National Turf. And you can get all of Andy's works at nationalturf.com. Andy, best of luck today at the races, and we'll see you soon.
Take it easy, John.
That was Andy Harrington from nationalturf.com. Let's go ahead and take our first break here. And when we come back, we're going to check in with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Also touch base with Bob Mazursky, and we'll see what they've got going for Belmont Week at Saratoga. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting, Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo sitting in for Mike Willman today. Reminding everybody, Santa Anita, 8 race card today, 1 o'clock first post time. Golden Hour bets are back in play. You got the Coast to Coast Pick 5 and a Pick 6 carryover. So a lot going on in Southern California, tying Northern California together. And to talk about both tracks, let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. How's it going over there?
Doing great. I tell you, a lot happening for a Sunday, and I like the Pick 6 carrier we have, and this is going to be one of the last few chances to play the Golden Hour bets. We're talking about one day of racing today. They go through the weekend next weekend, and that is it. Golden Gate is finito.
Yeah, and do we know if we're going to have a Friday card at Golden Gate? We haven't had too many Friday cards, so yeah, it could be. We're not sure yet, right? Either 2 or 3 days left at Golden Gate after today.
Right. They entered today, so we'll find out later on, probably by early afternoon, if they're a go for Friday or not. I'm hoping we get to see it, but yeah. I'm going to assume we're going to have a lot of grass racing next weekend, too. There's no reason to save the turf course. Let them rip.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we can get, you know, some full fields, at least for this, you know, go out with a little bit of a bang and, you know, have some good racing there to kind of, you know, close the doors.
As for what you're going to have available next week for BetOnBruce.com with the big Saratoga 4-day meet happening, what are you going to have available and when will it be available?
Yeah, so on Thursday, I'm going to do pretty much, it'll be under the best bets at Saratoga, back half of the card on Thursday. Friday, I'll put Saratoga on also, same deal for Friday, and Saturday we'll do a full card for Belmont. For the Belmont Day card, John, it'll be available 6 p.m. on Friday at the latest. We'll have that ready to go. I'm really looking forward to it. Should be when you got me excited when I heard all those big fields. That's great. You know, it's going to create a lot of good gambles, I would assume.
Yeah, we just need that weather to hold because there's so many of those turf races out there, and they're all full field. So let's hold that all together, and hopefully the racing gods are on our side. So we'll see how that goes. As far as racing today, I'm going to get a play from you both at Golden Gate at Santa Anita. So let's go to Northern California first. Where do you want to make a radio play at Golden Gate?
Let's go to the seventh race, maiden, 25,000 claimers on the grass. And I think the horse that fits well here is the 8 horse, Ann Loves Mark. Now, at first glance, John, it looks like the horse really threw in a clunker on the grass. And I guess to some extent, maybe that's the case. But when you watch the race, the horse stumbled at the break, made the lead, got caught by the favorite, a horse shipping from Southern California called Oratium, and ran a strong 6 furlongs, basically stopped late in the race. But here's the good news. Now the horse gets back to a sprint. You see that she's sprinted well. A couple of second-place finishes to start her career sprinting. She's dropping. She's turning back in distance to 5/8. I think that grass experience will help her. The field came up. Unless one of these first-timers pops, the ones that have run don't show a whole lot. So race 7, let's go with the 8, Ann Loves Mark. I would love to get 3-1. I kind of think maybe it goes a little shorter than that.
So that's the 7th race at Golden Gate. That's leg 2 of the Golden Hour Pick 4, number 8. Ann Loves Mark, 3-1 on the program. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. And let's go down to Santa Anita. What do you have for us down in Arcadia?
How about the Pick 6 opener, John? Sometimes you can teach an old horse new tricks. In the 6th horse, Diamond's Dancing in the 3rd race, they put the blinkers on this horse, and really, I think she's turned the corner. Her win on April 4th was well-deserved. She got into a heavy-duty speed duel with one of the co-favorites, Elton Sings Another, I think, or Elton, I forget the name of the horse, but they separated from the field. This horse had every reason to lay down, but she kept going and won comfortably. Then she tried open company in her last race, ran up against a good Baffert horse for Judmont by the name of Showcard. While she didn't see the lead and wasn't really a threat to the winner, she hung in there pretty well. She kind of ran an even-run race, which I think bodes well today. She's going a mile. She can be up close, doesn't need the lead, but she's quick enough to make the lead if Giovanni Franco wants to go there. John, I think she's coming out of the best race, bar none. And I think with the new equipment and just in the improvement in her, I think she's a standout here. So in race three, let's go with the six, Diamonds Dancing, listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
So that's race three at Santa Anita. Number six, Diamonds Dancing, 3-1 on the morning line. Are you surprised, Bruce, that this is career start number 19? It's her very first race around two turns.
It really is surprising. Well, they made her, first of all, she had been a grass horse, right, earlier on. Got a good grass record. Yeah, that does surprise me because she's not speed crazy. She's not a deep closer. She kind of strikes you as a horse and you would at least give it a try, right? So it is a bit surprising, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, then we will get you. Let's get the pick six started the right way. We'll try and beat a favorite. Diamonds Dancing, 3-1 on the morning line, number six, race three, Santa Anita. And, Bruce, go ahead and give out your website and what's available today.
BetOnBruce.com is the website. We have the full card at Santa Anita, last five races at Churchill, some golden hour plays at Golden Gateway. We kind of scattered it out a little bit, but we definitely have the golden hour. Also, best bets at Santa Anita and audio. He's included on both the best bets at Santa Anita and the full card, all at BetOnBruce.com.
Sounds good, Bruce. Get the money today, and we will talk to you next Saturday on Belmont Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce. Before we bring in Bob Mazursky, I want to remind everybody, you didn't mention the South Point. If you want to get out to the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas for Belmont Stakes weekend, give Racebook manager Steve Johnson a call, 866-780-7223. You ask for Steve, ask how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. Let's go ahead and bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob, good morning. How you doing? Do we have
Hello?
Bob? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
there. Here. Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, a lot going on with the carryover today at Santa Anita, and we've also got the entries coming through now. You know, we've got Saratoga's Thursday and Friday entries. First of all, for today's Racing Digest, what are you going to be doing as far as that Saratoga meet goes and the selections out there for Belmont?
No, I'll just be focusing on Santa Anita, the last, you know, nearing back, coming to a close at Santa Anita. I'll just be focusing on that, but I will make some selections for Belmont Day. So I'll look at the card on Saturday and make various picks.
Sounds good. So you will have some Belmont influence, Belmont Stakes Day influence from Saratoga on your today's Racing Digest sheet.
That is correct.
Sounds good. As far as today goes, again, eight race card today, pick six carryover. Where do you want to go for radio play?
I'm going to go to the sixth race. I like number seven, Just Nailed. I think the 6 furlongs on the straight will help her. I think she can win from slightly off the pace. She's certainly overdue for a win. She's a tough luck loser a couple races back. Frazu rides her back. So I like number seven, Just Nailed, in the sixth race.
Well, that's a popular horse today, Mr. Ike, and Toby Terrell also on your corner here. So a lot of weight in the pick six on number seven, Just Nails, 3-1 on the morning line. That's the sixth race today at Santa Anita. And, Bob, all of your selections can be found at todaysracingdigest.com. We'll let you get going. Enjoy the day, and we will talk to you on Belmont Saturday as well.
Sounds good, John. Take care. Good luck to everybody.
That was Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Before we go to our next break, I want to update a couple of injuries yesterday. Both of the Asmussen brothers, Keith Asmussen and his brother Eric, were involved in separate spills, Keith at Churchill Downs and Eric at Lone Star Park. Keith took the worst of it. He broke a femur and three ribs. He's going to have some surgery done today. Eric took a fall, but apparently he's been cleared to ride today at Lone Star Park, which is good news. These are both sons of trainer Steve Asmussen. Wishing the best and the quick recovery for Keith Asmussen. Hope everything goes well there. But that's got to be quite an event when two brothers at different racetracks in different states go down on the same day. Let's get them back in action and hope everybody gets out of that in good shape. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Toby Callett. We're going to talk about an incident that I saw yesterday at Gulfstream Park that was concerning to me. And we'll also bring back John Herdoon for the last segment here on Thoroughbred LA on Angels Radio AM 830 and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we would love for you to come out to Santa Anita Park today as we present the $100,000 Desert Stormer for Phillies and Mayors going 6 furlongs. Great special events are lined up this weekend as well, like the Dragon Boat Festival today and tomorrow. Join us in the infield for cultural food stands, stage performances, Chinese costumes, and dragon boat races. Those races are run on land, and they are extremely fun to watch. Next week, we will host the Wine, Place, and Show event curated by Smorgasbord Los Angeles and the ever-popular Fiesta de Santa Anita with one of my favorite events, Lucha Libre. You can see all the great entertainment by wrestling over at santanita.com. Our Hollywood meet runs from now until Sunday, June 16th. The top jockeys, the top trainers, fun dragon boat racing, and world-class horse racing are all here at the great race place, the one and only Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $286,000 on May 19th. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action from Santa Anita to Gulfstream Park and Churchill to the top New York tracks. Make your plans now for a great running of the Belmont Stakes. You can reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart's Sports Bar with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halualohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred LA. I'm John Lindo sitting in for Mike Wilman. He'll be back in his usual seat next Sunday from 8 to 10. Bob Eichen and I will be on from the Derby Room next Saturday, 9 a.m. for Thoroughbred LA. And I want to get a word in from one of Mike's sponsors today, and that's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Take advantage of special low-interest Toyota financing now at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange and South Bay Toyota. They have great deals on Avalons, Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma, and Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, and EVs. And if you're looking for a new or previously owned Ford truck, check out David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Let's go down to South Florida now and check in with our buddy Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, John. How about you?
Good. I wanted to talk to you about that sixth race that I saw on Saturday. You had number 7, Cairn Hill, Hector Diaz aboard, in front in mid-stretch. It looked like he was going to get the money, and about two jumps from the wire, he kind of, you know, eased and stood up, and here comes number 6, C.S. Vivace, and gets nailed in the last jump. I had no stake in the game, no wager at all, but I'm telling you, if I'm the owner, the trainer, or a horse player with money on Cairn Hill, I would not have been a happy camper.
Are you sure that's what you saw?
I am 100% sure that's what I saw.
Okay, I did too. I'm not questioning you. Did you happen to read the chart, my friend?
Not yet. What did it say?
I'm going to read it to you verbatim. Cairn Hill set his own uncontested early pace, raced clear inside the eighth pole, and was caught on the wire in a game effort.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. Well, all I know is I'll be looking for the stewards' reports to see if Mr. Diaz has to sit down a couple of days or pay a fine.
Don't waste your time.
Really?
Not on this circuit. Don't waste your time. I would be shocked. I'd like to see it because this reminds me of the old days when, you know, struggling, you know, as a young fledgling horse player. And, of course, you know, on a bad day, you know, you'll have that typical guy in the stands. It's right here on paper. It's right here in black and white. Did you read the chart? Or nowadays with the instant gratification. It was on the Internet. It must be true. Well, again, I invite all the listeners to take a look at yesterday's sixth at Gulfstream. Watch the film. You make your own conclusion. But you and I are on the same page. I mean, it is what it is. It's just another... another thing about racing that you want to know who's minding the.
Well, you know, in this day and age, when owners and horsemen are held to such high standards of transparency and, you know, you have to accept responsibility, you just want those same standards applied and protecting the horse player as well, because these guys have got a stake in the game. They're building the purses up so people can run, and you see what's going on and stuff like that. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Again, I had no interest in the game as far as a wager. There's no bias here. I just was watching the race, and I said, what the heck was that? So, if it catches your eye, that's a mistake.
Right. You know, the photo meant nothing to me. I was not involved in the photo. But, yes, there were $8 million run through the wickets at Gulfstream yesterday. And, again, when something like that happens, you just want to know why. Or you want to see, you know, you want to, you know, somebody to address it. As I say, there was no inquiry. There was nothing that occurred. And, I mean, it was obvious. It wasn't one of those. Are you sure you saw that? I said it to you just for the sake of the effect of, that I wanted to read you the chart thereafter. Because it isn't like we were seeing things that we needed to take a drug test or something like that. It happened. It happened in plain view. And things like this, you know, there's no excuse, and this is why, something needs to happen. I know wants to rule on all the drugs and the metformin and all of these things that, you know, not giving anybody, you know, their day in court, whatever it may be. But, you know, the horse player, once again, we're on the bottom end of the choke pole. As you and I both said, didn't cost either of us any money at all. But when it happens the next time, it might. Or it probably cost somebody money yesterday, and it's not fair. It cost the owner of the seven horse over $8,000, that I can tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see how that plays out. But I'm watching Toby, and like I say, you know, I just want them to do their job, ride to the wire. That's all. I mean, that's what you're paid to do. And unless there was a reason why he couldn't, if something had happened to the horse, you know, then tell me about it. That's all, and I'll be quiet. But in the meantime, just do your job. Simple as that.
I agree.
Let's go to Gulfstream Park today. You've got a 9-race card, and they're just going on the track for the first race. And it's not a bad card for a Sunday. And I see Kent DeSormo has one mount, the third race today. He's riding there all weekend. What do you have for us today as a radio play?
Well, I've got the 8th race, which is part of your Coast to Coast. And it is. It's a good gambling card today. I like a horse on the card on my sheet. It's maybe going to be 20-1 or so. So I'm excited about those prospects. The 8th race today is towards the tail end of the card. There's only 9 today, but it's one of your 2 Coast to Coast. I think the winner is going to be either the 6 Big City or the 5 Frankie's Empire. I wouldn't go anywhere past those two. I prefer the 6 Big City. The light bulb seemed to have gone off. He weighed it last time, going 7 furlongs, breaking his maiden. And I think there's more in store. You can look right here on his past performances. He worked a bullet half mile since that about a week ago. I think he's ready to run right back. Frankie's Empire is coming off the Florida Derby. He'll race on Lasix for the first time. Is he ready to go? And will there be enough pace to set him up? If that happens, yes, he is the danger. After that, we're looking at the 7 Impromptu and the 4 Unequivocally. Please bear in mind that trainer Antonio Sano has the 3 Pepite, the 4 Unequivocally, and the 7 Impromptu in the race. So it is a 3-pronged uncoupled entry in a field of 8 for the trainer Antonio Sano. Always keep an eye out for that angle.
So that's a 6 over the 5-7-4 in the 8th race today at Gulfstream Park for Toby Callett. And Toby, where can everybody find your selections?
Oh, before I forget, it's 6-5-7-4 out the door.
I was waiting for that.
You'll find my selections. Bob, I could be angry with him. John White, he might cry. Anyhow, the selections are today's Racing Digest, TobyCallett.com, all Gulfstream all the time. If you buy the Gulfstream sheet for next Saturday, you'll get my Belmont Stakes analysis.
Excellent. Well, we will talk to you on Belmont Stakes Saturday. Toby, best of luck today, and let's get the candy.
Thanks, John. It's been a pleasure.
That was Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. And as usual, the cleanup hitter on Sundays in the second hour is our buddy John Hardoon from the Ragusan Sheets. And, John, I don't know if you saw that race yesterday at Gulfstream Park, but I'm just wondering if you had an opinion on that.
I absolutely saw the race. You're 1,000% correct. And obviously the chart caller was watching what the jockey was. He misjudged the wire, too. What happened is the rail turns red. I watched it like 5 times because I was getting a million texts about it. It's amazing. The guy stood up when he saw the first sign of the red stripe on the rail there. But he absolutely blew it. I mean, he's supposed to get 60 days for that. He stood up before the wire, no question.
And, you know, it's not like it was his first tour of Gulfstream Park. He's ridden there on a regular basis. If you have any doubt, ride an extra 16th of a mile. Just make sure you get to the wire. Don't stop short. It doesn't make any sense at all.
You have to ride through the wire. You can't ride till the wire. You have to ride through the wire. And even if you think that you passed the wire, so like you said, what's wrong with riding an extra 30 feet or whatever it was? It was a disgrace. It really was.
I agree. And like I say, it bothered me, and I had no stake in the game. So like when those kind of things show up, and you got to say something because otherwise it'll just keep happening. So let's hold everybody accountable, and hopefully they hold the jockey accountable. And I just wanted a reason why it happened. If he says, I made a mistake, okay, I can live with it.
Right, fine.
But don't just sweep it under the rug because it was there.
I mean, what did he tell the trainer when he got off the horse? What do you say to the owner? Sorry, I cost you $8,000. I'll get it for you next time. I mean, it's silly. It's just
I'd run for the. I wouldn't talk to the owner. I'd run to the parking lot. I'd get out of Dodge.
I wouldn't have even come back.
No, just keep. Yeah, don't stop at the 16 pole. Keep riding. Well, let's make some money at Santa Anita today. Again, we've got the pick six carryover, eight race card, first post 1 p.m. You gave us something at Churchill Downs earlier, and how about something today at Santa Anita?
Okay, let's look at the seventh race today at Santa Anita. This is the Desert Stormer, and I really like the number five horse in here, Delightful Heart. This is a four-year-old filly from the Mike Pipey barn. Three career starts, each race better than the previous one. There's enough early speed in this race to set things up for this horse. I think she's going to get a great trip in here. I love the price, 5-1 on the morning line. I like number five, Delightful Heart, to upset and win today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
So that's number five, Delightful Heart, 5-1 on the program, race number seven at Santa Anita. And once again, John, what do you have available for the Ragus and Sheets today?
We have Churchill, we have Santa Anita, and we have Gulfstream Selections.
Sounds good. Well, I'll let you get going. We will talk to you on Belmont Saturday. Enjoy the festival. And like I said, you can make a few bucks by selling some parking in your driveway there.
Yeah, I mean, people are renting houses. Don't ask. It's a madhouse. All right. Thank you, John. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you, John. And enjoy the rest of the weekend. That was John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets. Well, that completes the 2 hours for me. I want to remind everybody, if you're getting out next Saturday for Belmont Saturday, you've got the OC Tavern that will be opening up. I'll send via Twitter what time they open up next Saturday. The Derby Room at Fairplex Park, 7:30 a.m. is when they open. We'll be broadcasting live from the Derby Room. Los Alamitos, the Grandstand, will open up at 7:30 on Saturday. Vessels Club and Burgarts will open at 9 a.m. So early starts next Saturday at all those venues. We've got a lot going on around the country during the week. Let's hope we keep that rain away. I want to thank all of our guests through the 2 hours today, including John Hardoon. We had Brad Free from Daily Racing Form, Dave Grenig, also from Daily Racing Form from New York, Millie Ball, XBTV, Toby Terrell, Bruce Finkelstein, Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, John Hardoon. Want to wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the weekend. We will talk to you next Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Mike Woolman will be back here 8 to 10 next Sunday. Best of luck, everybody. Cash some tickets, and we will talk to you next weekend on Thoroughbred LA.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Chubb could be booked later tonight in Edmonton, where the Oilers carry a 3-2 series lead over the Dallas Stars. Game 6 of the Western Conference Final tonight, the series winners to play the Florida Panthers in the final. The NBA Finals tip off Thursday night.